From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir has called on rival Riek Machar to meet for talks. The talks are an effort to save a peace agreement threatened by days of fighting in the capital. Residents of Juba say the city remained calm Thursday, 3 days after a ceasefire took effect. The UN Human Rights Monitoring Mission in Ukraine says civilians have been killed with impunity since fighting began in 2014 in the Donbas region. The mission says the deaths have been constituted war crimes and crimes against humanity. It says up to 2,000 civilians have lost their lives, 90% as the result of the indiscriminate shelling of residential areas. Speaking Thursday in London, British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson pledged to reshape Britain's global profile. He said Britain's withdrawal from the European Union bloc does not mean that it is leaving Europe itself.
There's a massive difference between leaving the EU and our relations with Europe, which, if anything, I think are going to be intensified.
Earlier Thursday, European Parliament Chief Martin Schulz criticized the new cabinet of Prime Minister Theresa May as part of what he called a dangerously vicious cycle that will hurt Britons in the long run. Meanwhile, Johnson and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry pledged to work closely together. Kerry called Johnson to congratulate him on his appointment to Britain's top diplomatic post. U.S. Secretary of State Kerry is visiting Moscow in an effort to secure Russian cooperation in Syria. Kerry's 2 days of talks with the Russians are expected to touch on a wide range of issues, but leaked reports in the media suggest he is offering President Vladimir Putin something dramatic, U.S.-Russia military alliance. This is VOA News. Witnesses say the gunman who shot and killed six Kenyan police officers inside a police station in western Kenya on Thursday is a police officer himself. Two Kenyan police officers told VOA the shooter is a policeman named Masla. One witness says Masla had submitted his resignation and was disgruntled. The shooter was later killed by special forces who were deployed to the Capon Gurria police station. President Barack Obama says America is nowhere close to healing the mutual mistrust between the nation's police and its black community.
We're not at a point yet where communities of color feel confident that their police departments are serving them with dignity and respect and equality, and we're not at the point yet where police departments feel adequately supported at all levels.
Mr. Obama made the remark following a four-hour meeting Wednesday at the White House with leaders from both sides. The president said he wanted to bring people with different perspectives together to listen to each other. While the Donald Trump campaign is insisting the presumptive Republican nominee for president has yet to select his vice presidential candidate, U.S. media reports say Trump will announce Friday that Indiana Governor Mike Pence is his choice for running mate. Pence spent more than a decade serving in the U.S. House of Representatives before becoming governor of Indiana in 2013. Trump is believed to have been also considering former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton also is viewing potential vice presidential running mates. She is expected to announce her choice next week. Among the people being mentioned for the role is Virginia Senator Tim Kaine. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg said Thursday her recent critical comments about the presumptive Republican presidential nominee were ill-advised. She said she regrets making the remarks about Donald Trump. Ginsburg told the New York Times she couldn't imagine what the country would be with Trump as its president and didn't want to even contemplate the possibility. U.S. Supreme Court justices almost never voice their opinions about U.S. political campaigns. An Austrian court Wednesday sentenced a Serbian-born Islamic preacher and jihad propagandist to a 20-year prison sentence. Abu Tayyema was one of two men found guilty of recruiting young people to join the Islamic State group. Prosecutors painted him as a key figure pushing IS propaganda in Europe and inciting terrorist attacks. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.